The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
But I had this idea for this film, and so I reached out to a very well-known screenwriter to help write it with me, and after initially turning me down, when he heard the idea for the story that the world's greatest atheist experiences a near-death experience and sees something that doesn't jive with his worldview, he sort of tailspins out. It's a real human drama, and so Dan Gordon came on board to write it with me, and then 2 weeks later, Sean Hannity reached out to Kevin completely out of the blue and said, "Hey, I want to do a faith-based movie and I want to work with you. Do you have anything?"
Oh, wow.
And in about half an hour, he wrote us a check. So the genesis of the movie is pretty incredible, considering that I walked away from my career 20 years ago. And now I'm in a feature film on the big screen that opens tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty powerful. I mean, you got to believe that divine intervention when he reaches out to you and says, "Here you go."
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been really an incredible experience. But Kevin can tell you, you know, he's been working nonstop since Hercules. He's sort of segued away from the mainstream Hollywood stuff, mainly because he's been focusing on faith-based movies a lot.
Yeah, so that's interesting. I think this is a lot of times people hear Christian movie or faith based or whatever, and you know, even people that are Christians often are like, "Well, you know, I want something fun and something entertaining." And the quality years ago wasn't the best, but the quality has really improved when it comes to Christian or faith based movies.
Oh yeah, well, no question. And first, I got to chime in. I don't recommend strokes. Okay,
so that's a bad thing. Right, let's write that down.
Three strokes. That all happened in a row, or was it kind of broken up?
Yeah, it happened. I had an aneurysm in my upper left shoulder, my left subclavicle, that I wasn't aware of, and it opened up and sent hundreds of clots in my arms, with three clots went in my brain. It was at the end of season 5 on Hercules. The studio, wow, Universal kept it pretty quiet because they wanted to keep the show going, but it took about 4 months to learn how to walk and balance again.
Oh, man.
It took about
true Hollywood fashion. Yeah, keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, exactly. But, you know, I finished the last 2 seasons of Hercules, and I went on to 5 years on Andromeda, which I love. I'm a big Star Trek fan, and Gene Roddenberry, that's one of his creations. And I've shot over 50 movies since then, 15 or so, which I wish I didn't do, but, you know, you never know.
You roll the dice. But it looked good.
Yeah, but, you know, but I got in that, you know, the faith-based genre, so to speak. I mean, when you think about it, every movie's faith-based, right? Every movie's got a agenda to push. But 2011, I did a movie called What If, which I absolutely love. It's one of my favorite movies, and it was from the Pureflix company. And 2 years later, I did a little movie called God's Not Dead that exploded out there.
And yeah, that did pretty well. Yeah.
So, but this one I'm very proud of. I'm very excited about. And you know, my wife wrote along with Dan Gordon, and you know,
and Kevin directed it.
I directed it, and we shot down in Birmingham, and just had an amazing adventure with it. And it's a wonderful movie, and opens tomorrow. And Let There Be Light. It's on close to 400 screens and growing. And we need people to show up, because independent movies are only independent to a certain degree.
They're only independent until they get into distribution.
right.
And you know what? That's like, I mean, so many of the big Hollywood movies are failing. Hollywood itself is not doing well.
They're doing poor.
So movies like this with actual substance and good quality, they're few and far between. And I think we need that in entertainment.
That's just the thing, though. We need more movies like this, and these movies have character development and you know, characters that people will relate to and you know, understand and, you know, cry with and laugh with and enjoy and walk out of the theaters and talk about it after the movie's over, and not just go, "Wow, great visual effects." You know,
that's the thing is, you know, Hollywood's gotten away from what worked for them, which was storytelling that moved people. And the Hollywood classics, the films that we go back to, the perennial favorites, you know, It's a Wonderful Life and those kinds of films, those films aren't coming out of the Hollywood machine anymore. And part of the reason might be that Hollywood's gotten away from, you know, honest American values. And we're seeing a little bit of the underbelly of Hollywood these days with Harvey Weinstein and stuff. And I think that's indicative of sort of the direction that the studio system has taken in the product that they put out. And so we're trying to push back against that a little bit. This film is sort of the antithesis of Hollywood in a sense, because it is very much faith-based, but it's still a very high-quality film. And if you go to the website, lettherebelightmovie.com, and look at some of the testimonials videos, you'll see people who are as profoundly moved as people who put on It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street, or all of those really classic favorites that we've grown to love over the years. So I'm hoping that this film has that sort of resonance with people.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, we've always had some, you know, just kind of non-substantive movies that are just fun adventures, and that's fine as well. But you're right, Hollywood did put out quite a bit of quality, good storytelling with a solid message, not even faith-based or Christian, just a good, solid message. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, any of those, you know, Frank Capra type stuff. But now there just seems to be so little.
But the question is, were the movies a reflection of society at the time or vice versa? And is that what we're dealing with now?
That's a good question.
Oh, that's such a good question.
Well, Hollywood, they've changed the culture. I mean, there's an agenda there, and there's almost a brainwashing effect. They know exactly what they're doing.
Is it different than it was 20, 30 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more in your face now. I mean, you see even on news shows such as yours, I mean, across the board. I mean, people are unafraid now on major networks to say, yeah, I'm a far-left liberal socialist, and that's the way it is, and I hate Trump. I mean, they wouldn't have said that 10, 15, 20 years ago. Today, they do.
That's a really good point. And we saw that really over the Obama administration. I remember people were all socialists now and proudly wrapping themselves in it. It's seen as a thing of honor.
Yeah.
You know what? Those little socialist lovers, those college students seeking safe spaces and wearing communist flags and covering their faces as they destroy public and private property, they need to be reminded that nobody's swimming from Key West to Cuba.
That would be doing it wrong.
You're right. That's right. Nobody's breaking into North Korea to hang out, right, and stay. No one's defecting there. Good solid point. Hey, we got a quick, let me show the trailer of the movie so people get an idea here. This is, again, Let There Be Light, opening tomorrow. Here it is.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You're drunk?
Oh, you can't pull the wool over your eyes.
The basic tenet of Christianity.
Whoa. Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
What do you think it does to the boys to take the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
Pays the bills.
Daddy! Clinically dead in the ambulance for 4 minutes. It's a miracle.
I saw Davy. Now, all I wanted to do was just put my arms around him. I don't know what to do with it.
You've gotten the best scientific explanation. It hasn't brought you any comfort. Would you consider consulting a different source?
Doc, he is your God, and he's holding out his hand to you. All you gotta do now is take it.
Jesus gets whacked, right?
Well, I've never exactly heard it put that way, but yeah.
Follow me here. This ain't brain surgery.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers. Sometimes we just don't understand the answers.
This better be good.
That's what I said.
I don't want to lose you.
So my first question is, are you guys ready for the amount of heat that'll be coming your way with this?
Wow, that looks really, really solid. Mm-hmm. Nicely done. So what's the distribution like? Where can people see it? Is it in a lot of theaters, do you know?
Yeah, we're on close to 400 theaters. If you go to letherebelightmovie.com, you can see the theater list and find a theater near you. If it's not in a theater near you, we really need people to call their theaters and say, hey, folks, why aren't you booking this movie? And the reason I say that is because we've discovered in this process that theaters have a bit of a higher threshold for the so-called faith-based movies. They want to see pre-ticket sales And I've asked the bookers, and they say that that seems unusual to them. They haven't come up against that in distributing other sort of non-faith-based films. But, you know, as Kevin said, every film is faith-based to a certain degree. It represents the faith of the director or the producer or something. And I don't think we should distinguish or discriminate against faith-based movies that way. So people call their theaters and go to their churches and organize group ticket sales and stuff like that.
You know, I used to get stopped all the time for Hercules or Andromeda. You know, those two series ran 12 years consecutively. They're still out there. I get stopped more than 80% of the time now walking through malls, walking through airports because I travel on. People stop me every single day, say, please make more movies like
Wow, that's cool.
So I say, okay, we're making movies like this, and they're very good movies, but you need to get out there and support them. Mm-hmm. We need people to step up like they did for God's Not Dead, because that's what happened. People went from their churches straight to the theaters and said, look, we will fill this sucker up. But you have to, you know, if you want movies like this, if you want to fight back to bring our culture back, instead of letting Hollywood win that culture war, we've got to support movies like this. And maybe Hollywood will one day wake up and not hire atheist directors to do faith-based movies like Noah and Exodus.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kevin, a question for you. In the scheme of life and things now, the Strokes, best thing that happened to you, worst thing that happened to you, or just something that happened to you?
That's a very good question. I mean, the best thing that happened to me probably was the strengthening of my faith. I didn't blame God for what happened to me. I looked for him, and I looked for the strength coming from my fiance at the time, because she could have walked away, and she didn't. So, awesome. And I think patience. I'm a very driven person. I'm not self-absorbed. I mean, I'm a very pro on the set. I know my lines, hit my marks. I'm good with everybody on both sides of the camera. I've always been that way. I was brought up that way in my little town of Minnesota. My mom and dad were great people, you know. And it's just I love this business. I just hate the fact that there's to be so much anger and hate. And that's not just in Hollywood; it's across the country.
That's solid.
I'm not upset if somebody has a different political view. I don't get upset if someone's an atheist. I mean, to me, I find it amazing to me that these people get so angry at people, they say they're conservative or a Christian. You know, you can't put, I support Trump on your car in L.A. You'll get your car.
No, it's horrible. It's crazy.
It's amazing. And these are the ones that scream for tolerance and peace. Mm-hmm. And they say, you guys hate us. No, I've never seen so much hate coming from the left side of my life. They're the ones filled with hate and anger.
And that's the key right there. It's Kevin and Sam Sorbo. Thanks so much for joining us. The movie opens tomorrow. Let There Be Light. And we'll tweet out a link to it so people can look it up and find it in their town.
That's awesome. LetThereBeLightMovie.com. And hey, help us share the light.
Will do. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnostalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnostalgia, myself included. Check out blazewildrice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.